This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And welcome to a Game 5 recap of the Western Conference Finals here on Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and unfortunately, for the third straight year, it will not be the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup Final. The Edmonton Oilers move on with a 4-1 series win tonight, a 6-3 victory at the American Airlines Center. Hey, everyone. I know tonight's going to be a tough one. I appreciate you guys being with us. I appreciate all the tweets on X. You guys are absolutely amazing. Just wanted to start with a quick note. I tweeted this out tonight. A lot of people after the game said, hey, thanks for a great season. And I truly appreciate that. Stick tap to you guys. You guys, along with our great producer, Gregory Finley, is what makes Spits and Suds happen. So huge kudos to you. But, and there's a big but, we are not going away on Spits and Suds. So I completely understand if you want to tune out as far as the Stanley Cup Finals, but please tune in to Spits and Suds. So how do you do that? You can get wherever your favorite podcasts are found. You just make sure you sign up for Spits and Suds notifications. And that way you don't have to keep checking, or maybe you forget, and it will go right to your phone, a notification, and then you can open it up. Like, for instance, there will be exit interviews in the next couple of days, and we'll talk about kind of the language that's used in these exit interviews. And of course, we have free agency right around the corner. We have the NHL draft right around the corner. And before you know it, we'll be gearing up for training camp, and we'll be talking about what this Stars team needs to do to get over the hump. Let's start with the biggest story of the night. And the biggest story of the night, despite the 6-3 loss, was the comments after the game by Stars head coach Pete DeBoer. First, let's hear the comments regarding the pulling of Jake Oettinger as they went down immediately 2-0, and then I'll give my take.
Well, anytime you pull a goalie, you know, the reasoning's always to try and spark your group. So that was the number one reason. We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead. And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away. And you know what, I didn't take that lightly, and I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in a, you know, an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly, to spark our team and wake them up, and partly, you know, knowing that, you know, status quo had not been working, you know, and that's a pretty big sample size.
So I want to focus on the quote where DeBoer, who is an attorney or was an attorney before he got into coaching, obviously still not practicing after all those years being a head coach. He says, the reality is, if you go back to last year's playoffs, he, meaning Jake Oettinger, has lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and he gave up 2 goals on 2 shots in an elimination game. So it's partly to spark our team and wake them up, and partly in knowing that status quo isn't working. And that's a pretty big sample size. So I was actually on G-Bag Nation today and asked about DeBoer. And I said, he's coming back at least for his last year. Next year is the final year of his contract. And I was extremely confident about that. But those percentages went down after the last 2 games. Specifically tonight, I think if Pete DeBoer is up there And one thing to know about attorneys, and I'm sure we have attorneys listening, they use their words wisely. That's what makes them so good. They listen and they use their words wisely. So if Pete DeBoer just said, which he did in the quote, the first part of his answer that we just played said, needed a spark, needed energy. And I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it. However, head coaches during game situations can only have so many moves to kill the momentum of another team, one of which is calling a timeout to gather the team and reset everything and kind of slowly kill the momentum. The other move that you can make is pulling the goaltender. Sure, you could switch lines up, but when your team is struggling, usually you do pull the goaltender, and that can be a kick in the butt to the rest of the team. So if he had just left it at that, I'm not saying I would have agreed with it. However, I would have understood it. And we'll talk about the slow starts in a minute because that's not on Jake Oettinger. But then to go in the second part, that means that these thoughts have been in his mind. And I don't know as a head coach how you watch this series and put Jake Oettinger at the top of the list as far as to blame. Like, they're standing on your head. And there is Vezina plus playoff activity. But let's look at the two goals tonight. Did Jake Oettinger lazily have his stick up in the air, which clipped a Oilers defenseman, Evan Bouchard, and was almost a 4-minute double minor? But was that Jake Oettinger? Within the first minute of the game, they commit a penalty, something that they needed to limit due to the fact that Edmonton has killed the Stars when they are on the power play. The conversion rate is ridiculous. Was that on Jake Oettinger? No, that's on Maverick Bork. Okay, let's talk about the goal then, because obviously Jake Oettinger is in net. How do you let a man that has played in the league for so long in Corey Perry? And a quick search of Corey Perry shows that he is 40 years old. How do you let a 40-year-old for the last two games so open in front of the net to the point where he doesn't even have to stop the puck? He just taps it in, barely has to move his stick, no body on him whatsoever. See, you can't pull Esa Lindell, who was a part of those two goals. And Esa Lindell's terrific, but just a tough night for Esa Lindell. On the ice for those two first goals, and then one deflects off of them. So you can't pull one of your better defensemen. But at the same time, that goal was set up by Edmonton. And honestly, the fact that he did it last game and then was able to do it this game with the same results, did it twice in last game, one he couldn't tap in, one he did, but then taps in tonight. Let's be honest. Isn't that coaching and making adjustments? That's coaching, not goaltending. Second goal. You allowed Matthias Janmark to get past your defense and score. We're not talking about Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl or Hyman or Bouchard or Ryan Nugent-Hopkins or Kane. So how do you allow Matthias Janmark to get by your defense for a breakaway opportunity for the second goal? Sure, I guess Jake Oettinger could have made the save. But as far as high quality chances go, that's at the top of the list, those two. So if you want to change the energy, I get it. I get the move and a simple explanation. But you called your goaltender out, and a couple things about that. One, your goaltender, when a timeout was called, skated back to the bench. A lot of times goaltenders weren't do that. They're in their own world. Jake Oettinger is a leader in that room. Jake Oettinger went to the bench. And then you allowed Jake Oettinger to begin to skate back to his position. And then have to skate back to the bench because he realized he was pulled. How does that message not get across in the huddle? That's not good for one of your team leaders. So I just didn't like that. I know miscommunication can happen. Probably if they wanted to do it over again, they would have made it extremely transparent. Jake, we're pulling you. So I didn't like that. I also think that people need to remember, including the coach, are the Stars in the Western Conference Finals if Jake Oettinger does not play the way he does against Colorado and Winnipeg? Specifically Colorado. We've sat here on Spits and Suds and talked about how good your goaltender has been, and the numbers aren't accurate. I mean, seriously, if you're going to blame your goaltender, you guys need to look at your defense core and need to make some wholesale changes, because how many times in this series did Edmonton get behind you? And by the way, for a team that had so much skill set, it's not like Edmonton's one of the top defensive teams in the league. That, by the way, is Winnipeg. How many times did you get behind their defense in this series? How many times did you get odd man breakouts? You see? And then to go back in the last game when Evan Bouchard intentionally knocks the shins of Roope Hintz after coming back? And you tell Emily Kaplan that you guys saw it, but that's not in your makeup? What? What kind of message does that send to Stars fans? That's not in your makeup? Well, then this offseason, you well better make it part of your makeup. There just comes a point where you just have to put that emotion behind you, realize that you lost the series, and move on, because your netminder is with you for the next 8 years. And by the way, your netminder didn't go down as far as being an elite goaltender. He went up this year. Not down, he went up. So I had no issues with Pete DeBoer coming back. But this to me is out of left field, and why it was done, I just don't understand it. I mean, heck, Connor Hellebuck didn't play well in the playoffs. He was pulled three games for Eric Comrie. And you can say playoff Hellebuck isn't great, but he's going to win the Vezina this year. That's your Vezina Trophy winner that gets pulled. Goalies get pulled. But when you listened from the Winnipeg side of things, there was never a doubt about Connor Hellebuck. So why are we putting doubt out there when so many other aspects cost this Stars team the series? By the way, more than Jake Oettinger, how often did we say during the season that this Stars team, for some reason, and how many times have Sean Shapiro and I have talked about this? I don't know, the last 2 to 3 years through multiple coaches? As far as why does this team get up to such slow starts? It doesn't make sense. So then you hit the playoffs and you gave up the first goal in 15 of 18 playoff games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, the fact that you committed a penalty so early in the game, you killed any momentum. The barn was buzzing. And you're immediately down 2-0. And then you put Casey DeSmith in. And Jeff Skinner scores about a minute later on a goal that, honestly, maybe Jake Oettinger stops. And then Connor McDavid, at the biggest moment, as the momentum had shifted, shifts it back up to Edmonton with a breakaway. I'm not saying Jake would have stopped that, but I think we all understand probably would have had a better chance than Casey DeSmith. Casey DeSmith's a wonderful backup. I'm so excited that he's here for the next 2 years. This is not about Casey DeSmith. I just feel as though, given the nature of those high-quality chances, you have to allow your starting goaltender the chance to redeem himself, because the final score could have been 4-2 Stars. Who knows? Maybe he shuts the door at that point. But you have to have confidence, and you have to tell your team, he's our guy. We've ridden this goaltender all year. Now, if he let in that third goal and you want to pull him at that point, I got no issues with that. But you got to at least allow your goaltender, specifically after those two chances. So slow starts throughout the year, 15 of 18 playoff games. So you're behind the eight ball in series. You're behind the eight ball in scoring the first goal, and you're always playing catch up, and it caught up to you. And that's the unfortunate thing. So now we look ahead. The good news is the following. And I really want you to take this to heart, Stars fans, because I know it stings, because it stings for me tonight. Like, sure, there's one side of me that's excited that I have a weekend off for the first time. And I don't know, last time the Stars were off, maybe the Four Nations was the last time that I had a full weekend off. But I absolutely love communicating with you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. But I didn't want this to end. I wanted this journey to continue. I wanted to see what they could do against Florida. But I think you guys know what I think needs to change as far as the makeup of this team. And we'll go into more detail of that in the coming weeks on Spits and Suds episode. However, on a positive note, the last 3 years, you have essentially played until the beginning of June. You really need to take note of that, Stars fans. I understand they are the Buffalo Bills right now of the NHL. But you know who would love to be the Buffalo Bills? About 26 other teams in the NHL. Go up and down the list. I kind of briefly touched on this prior, but just go up and down the list of NHL teams. Can you imagine if Anaheim went to 3 straight Western Conference Finals? Ottawa, cities like that. Winnipeg getting to a finals. I mean, think about that. Winnipeg played in one of their first game sevens in the first round. And that town was buzzing. We have had the luxury of 3 series for 3 straight years. Maybe there is another coach and coaching staff. Maybe there are different players that can take you over the top. Maybe there is some salary cap finagling that can take you over the top. However, just take a moment and realize, I know you're mad at this team. I know you want change, and I want some change as well. But I also appreciate what has been given to us the last 3 years. It's been a heck of a ride. So I hate this series, of course. But are you kidding me to take out the President's Trophy winner, to take out the Colorado Avalanche that were favored against you, to take out the Stanley Cup champion Las Vegas Knights, and then to take out Colorado, who won the Stanley Cup the year prior? Whew. That's a run, baby. That is a run. And I'm very thankful for that. All right, let's get to your questions, and so many of them. And you guys are absolutely amazing. Reed Copeland says, can't believe Pete's post-game comments. I don't disagree. I just don't understand it. Like, Pete DeBoer does such a great job in the press conferences defending his players. Like, why use this moment? Like, Jake Oettinger wears this sweater with so much pride. And trust me, if Jake Oettinger had given up 3 or 4 goals and was pulled, he would certainly say, well, you know, I need to be better. But now Jake Oettinger has to think all offseason about this. And also has to question, why was I pulled? And the confidence from the room about the coach will be interesting. Kyle Bear, understand pulling Jake. Jake wasn't going to make a difference. Better team won. I agree. Clearly, when they win 4-1, they did have puck luck in this series. Even I'm coming around to that. Like, every bounce, like the bounce going off as a Lindell skate, when it looks like the Stars have an opportunity for a one-timer, it'll bounce over Mikko Rantanen's stick. And by the way, for those that get on Rantanen, I don't, once again, know if you're this far without Mikko Rantanen. And reminder, he has played on 4 different teams since January. Colorado, Team Finland, Carolina, and Dallas. It's been a mentally draining year for Mikko Rantanen. Now he gets an offseason. Now he gets to get residence here. Now he knows where he's going to be. He's got a full training camp. I think, Stars fans, you're going to be really, really happy with Mikko Rantanen. So don't worry about the offer, because basically the whole team was an offer in this playoffs as far as against Edmonton. John Reich says, no heart in this series. We'll miss the playoffs next year. Official rebuild in 3-2. I disagree, my friends. I just think they have too many good players under contract to miss the playoffs. Let's see what they do. But, I mean, you have Oettinger coming back in net. You have Haskinen back. You have Harley back. You have Lindell back. You have Bischel back. So right there, those are 4 pretty darn good defensemen, right? We agree on that. If you don't trade him, you have Labushkin coming back. That's a pretty good third pairing defenseman. Okay, you have Dumba coming back. We could say whatever we want about Labushka and Dumba, but, you know, I mean, I think you have to fortify your defense even more. But then you look on the offensive side of things. You have a young Wyatt Johnston. You have a young Maverick Bork. You have Roope Hintz signed up. Okay, you have Sam Steele signed up. Tyler Seguin's back. So you have parts, I think, that can take you to the playoffs. But how they change themselves, remember we said on Spits and Suds that this team is going to be good. We said this at the beginning of the year. But does this team have the physical makeup to get you over the hump to promise to the promised land? Because to do that, you have to be physical, because the rink shrinks. And unfortunately, they didn't. They were more physical tonight, I give them that. And man, does Bischel make an impact for the limited ice time he gets. Jacob Prince says, I still think the window is open for a championship. We're close. We just need to add more physicality, maybe a Brady Tkachuk or another quality forward that can force his way to the net. I mean, I don't know why Ottawa would ever get rid of Brady Tkachuk. I really don't. But at least I'm making the call. And yes, I'm offering up Jason Robertson. I'm offering up Wyatt Johnston. there's no safety on this team as far as who I'm offering up for Brady Tkachuk. There are, let's be realistic, many of the players that have no trade, no movement clauses. So therefore, you know, you can't go down that path. And I'm happy to, let me just pull it up as far as no movement clauses. You have Haskinen is locked in. Esa Lindell has a no trade clause without player approval. So no trade, no movement there. And as far as no trade, no movement, Mikko Rantanen, no movement. Tyler Seguin, no movement. Roope Hintz, no movement. Mason Marchment, modified no trade clause, 10 team no trade list. And yeah, so those are the no movement, no trades. And by the way, in case you're wondering, and I don't know why you would, Jake Oettinger can be traded this offseason and throughout the year. No movement clause kicks in 2026, 2027. Want to make sure, yeah, Wyatt Johnston has nothing as far as no trade clauses or anything like that. So those get you up to date as far as no movement, no trade, if you want to start playing general manager. But really, really good question there. All right. Millsy says, also, kudos to Edmonton. They were the better team without any spinning. They have generational talented players and underrated players that showed up all postseason. I bet Florida will show the Stars how you handle the Oilers with physicality. I am going to watch the Stanley Cup just for that reason alone, Millsy. Absolutely. I'm fascinated to see how Florida handles Edmonton differently than the Stars did. And last year's Stanley Cup, they got physical with McDavid. Every chance they got, they pushed him around. All right, Brett, the S-Man Fart says, Dallas is paying someone with a pick to take Dumba. There are teams that would absolutely take Marchment on the last year of his deal. Wow. Hey, Brett, if that's the case, all the more power. But for me, $4.5 million, why am I a team that takes on that salary for a year? Like a guy that ends up in the penalty box that three quarters of the year didn't really look like he was in sync ever since Tyler Seguin went down, spends a lot of times in the box. Like I said, I just don't see really, you know, the reasoning why a team would do that unless they're just doing it to get like a player prospect or, you know, something like that. As far as draft picks are concerned, not the time to have draft capital in this year's upcoming draft. The Stars do not have a pick in the first round, do not have a pick in the second round. Their first pick is in the third round, and they do not have a pick in the fourth round. Two in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh. So basically, in the first four rounds, the Stars have one pick. In 2026, once again, no first round pick, and teams want first round picks. They do have a second round pick, none in the third, none in the fourth. So in the next 2 years, the Dallas Stars have an equivalent in the first four rounds of two draft picks, one in the third this upcoming year, one in the second the following year. Then in 2027, it does get better. They don't have a third round pick, but they have one in the first and one in the second, one in the fourth, and in every other round since. So that's kind of an update as far as draft capital, which is essential when making trades. But flip side, you did get some pretty good players in return. You got a Chris Tanev. You got a Max Domi. You got a Mikko Rantanen. Sports by K-Twiz. This is Ben's last game in a Star sweater. Personally, I think it is. I would do the following. As far as re-signing your own players, if you were to do this, my list would be the following. And I need money, so I have to be careful as far as how many years and, you know, what what I'm going to give to people, because pending free agents are coming up. If you want to keep, Thomas Harley, if you want to keep Jason Robertson. So, but you have Matt Duchene, Jamie Benn, Evgeny Dodonov, Mikhail Granlund, Colin Blackwell, and Maverick Bourque. So to answer your Jamie Benn question, first thing I'm doing is Mikhail Granlund. I'm looking at what that price tag is and how many years. If it'll take 3 for 9 or 3 for 14, then I'm doing it. That's my number one priority. I like that first line coming back of Granlund, Hintz, and Rantanen for a number of reasons. And I also think Granlund's a good room guy. Okay. Number two, I'm bringing back Matt Duchene, partly because Nashville is on the hook for $6 million. So I think I can get Matt Duchene for $2 to $3 million. Third, then I would probably put Jamie Benn because I can get Colin Blackwell maybe at $1 million if he does return, you know, and you do need Maverick Bourque and he's a restricted free agent. So interesting times ahead. And like I said, Robertson's up after this year and he made $7.75 million. You might have to walk on that. And it's kind of a shame that Robertson was injured because as the series went on, he looked better and better. And then you have that contract of Thomas Harley after this year, currently paid $4 million. Oof, that's going to be a big one. So you have some tough decisions to make in the offseason, but I can't listen to Jim Nill say, well, we're up against the cap. We're limited on his moves. I can't say that. And I can't run this thing back anymore. I just can't. Because it's going to be the same result. They have to mix in some other players. They have to mix in some different leadership, I think. They have to mix in some grit. So let's see what they do. Other teams have pulled it off. Vegas pulled it off. Florida's changed the makeup of their team. So it's certainly possible. Chris Barnard, stick taps to another season. Gavin, thank you, buddy. Long off season ahead, full of hope, uncertainty. I'll start the shopping list. He wants Dobson and Janot. We'll certainly discuss both in length. And drinking a hazy pale ale, stick tap to you, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. Let's see. Our resident Kashuk Kanan, when someone asked him about Dumba or Marchman, as people are thinking about trades and everything, he says, nobody wants Dumba or Marchman, LOL. I agree, unless you're throwing a prospect in with him. Womp says, guess we need to re-sign Scorey Perry. Hey, listen, just with some simple math, I wanted to tell you about this because a few things really, really cool. And I hope I'm right on this. Former star Corey Perry will now play in 5 out of the last 6 Stanley Cups. Matthias Janmark, former Dallas star, 4 out of the last 6 Stanley Cups. When they played here, they were both very good. But those were a lot of Stanley Cups to play in. Janmark did get a Stanley Cup championship in Las Vegas. Corey Perry, in all of those Stanley Cups, is yet to get one, did get one early in his year in Anaheim. But there's another person that I want to highlight. Well, former Stars coach Glenn Gullitson's behind the bench of the Oilers, so stick tap to him as well. But could you maybe root for Edmonton just based on John Klingberg? Like, we all know what happened with John Klingberg's contract, and that was a shame. And he fired his agent. John Klingberg wanted to be here. But he got some bad advice. They asked for too much money and he was left on the market. And then he had a devastating injury. I appreciate players. Like I tweeted out today about Jonathan Toews. Jonathan Toews could retire now and people are like, my goodness, he was good. But yet he's really trying to come back for one more run at his age. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need another Stanley Cup, but that's what he desires. And players deserve credit for that. John Klingberg's made a lot of money. The fight John Klingberg had to make to come back to this league and to be looked at, it's just been so impressive. So I'm rooting for John Klingberg. And John Klingberg's going to get some looks from teams after this season. It's not going to be a massive contract, but I could totally see like a 3 years, $6 million or 3 years, $7 million for a defenseman that can carry the puck. He's played really well for Edmonton. That's pretty awesome. So stick tap to John Klingberg as well. So just some former stars that I wanted to get in there. And kudos to them. And for those reasons, you know, maybe Edmonton can pull off. I'm sure Florida is going to be favored. All right, we roll on. Our friend Chris Stapkoven, great season, man. The podcast is amazing. I look forward to listening this summer and even chatting with you sometime. You can always chat at me if I'm not following you. Just shoot me a message at GJ Spittle. Love to go back and forth with Stars fans. In fact, tonight I watched the game with Spits and Suds listener, longtime listener, Fuzzy Wuzzy Boom Boom, who has asked questions in the past. So big shout out to Fuzzy. Follow him on Twitter/X. Watch the game with him. And it was a lot of fun talking Stars during the game. Joe says, I'm still waiting on your response. All right. And let's see. I don't know what Joe wanted me to respond to, but Joe, if you want, we follow each other. Hit me up directly, and I am happy to respond to whatever question you have. Okay. I guess 2 hours ago, boy, you guys are getting, like, I got to get back to you guys immediately. Question, Gavin, could you see Jim Nill buying out Sagan? No. I could not see that. And I will tell you why, because the Stars are going to be cap strapped. And let's look at the quick buyout. He's coming up on year 7 of 8. He was good before he got injured. Let's see. I need to find. So if he is eligible for a buyout. Let's see. Okay. So if he was bought out,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The original cap hit would be $9.85 million. Okay? That's what he's on the books right now. The savings, if Tyler Seguin was bought out, would be $750,000 this year, $650,000 next year. Hope that makes sense. So your savings is not equivalent to the player's performance, because I think at a second line or third line, pretty darn good player still, and a good two-way player if he can stay healthy in Tyler Seguin. So if you were saving $4 or $5 million, Joe, I think then I hear you. But at this point, no, you don't want to do that. Tanner Wilson, thank you. You did an excellent job this year. Thank you, Tanner, and I appreciate you do such a good job following youth hockey, following women's hockey, and everything you do. All right, T. Jetman, time to start talking about the Texas Stars. Yeah, now. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go Stars. We're still in it, baby. I'm assuming Bischel and Petrovic will be headed down to help their run. It's a good question. On Bischel, it's been a long year, And I'm wondering if they want to give Big Bish some rest. Remember, Big Bish, you know, played in Sweden and then came over to Texas and then was up with the Dallas Stars, then back down. So a lot of it was paperwork, but Bish has played a lot of hockey this year. So I'm not so sure. We will see. You could see Petrovic. You could see Petrovic because that would certainly help. And Petrovic is under contract next year. So you certainly, you know, could see that. But as far as Bischel's concerned, just want to pull this up real quick. He did not play in the offseason, remember, for Team Switzerland. Okay. So it was last year that he was on loan in the Swedish Hockey League. So this year, let's see, it was exclusively with the Dallas, Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. So 38 games with Dallas, 28 with the Texas Stars. So maybe, but add 18 more games. So is it worth it at this point to throw him down there? I'm not so sure it is. But we'll see the moves that they make. I could see them putting Petrovic down, but I'm not so sure about Big Bish. But very, very interesting question, and best of luck to the Texas Stars. I'm certainly rooting. They have some interesting plays, you know, with Matei Blumel, Ritzkovian. They have some interesting players that might need to play a pivotal role next year due to salary cap restrictions. All right, none your business. Edmonton took Rantanen completely out on this series. Skinner completely outplayed Otter. I will say this. One goalie doesn't necessarily compare to the others to me. Like, if you want to say Edmonton completely outplayed Dallas, I'm with you. But I don't know. I don't think Skinner was tested nearly compared to Ottinger. No answer from McDavid Speed. Yeah, he's the best in the world, no doubt. Edmonton just toyed with them after last year. You think DeBoer would have had a better plan, but he looked clueless. Change at top needed, I believe. Very good tweet with a lot of talking points. None your business. And I was thinking tonight, remember Dallas, meaning the Cowboys, had to make strategic moves to get over the San Francisco hump? And I think Green Bay, talking to Brian Broaddus, had to make some moves to get over their hump to the next level. So that'll be interesting what moves the Stars can make to get over that hump. Robbie G, where do you think the Stars go from here on Pete DeBoer, Ben Dutchy? Interesting that before the season, Jim Nill pointed out, as long as I'm here, Jamie Benn will be here. And that has resonated throughout the year, specifically since Jamie Benn hasn't played as well as you'd like Jamie Benn to play from January on. And you saw him on the fourth line tonight. So I personally feel as though Jamie Benn is going to have to accept the veteran minimum to be back here. I really do. And that's not an insult to Jamie Benn. That's just the reality. He has made a lot of money from this organization. Matt Duchene's fascinating because prior to the postseason, I had no doubts about bringing him back. I am concerned about the last two playoff runs and the performance of Duchene in the playoffs. Just being real. So that's why I think Granlund has to be your number one target as far as re-signing. Rupert, you're the best in the nation. Thank you, Gavin. Wow, that's stick tap to you, my friend. Really appreciate that. We truly appreciate everyone that listens to Spits and Suds. And like I said, we're not going away. I promise, we're not going away. Brian Schofield, sure, they both had bad games, but at least they had great games in postseason two. Without those two, we would have stopped playing hockey weeks ago. And this is in response to 29 and 96, Ottinger and Rantanen as far as playoff failures. I don't think you're there without 29 and 96. And I am really, really happy that 29 and 96 are here for years to come. E. Huddle, if Ottinger and DeSmith both played at the same time, we're still losing. That one caught me right at 12:40 a.m. That's a very good E. Huddle. Rod Norton, Jake should have started the second. Lyubushkin should have been in two games ago. I think that is an interesting question. Why is Lyubushkin sitting? Pete's ego seems to hinder him. Sean Shapiro has been big that Pete DeBoer is very stubborn, never admits mistakes. Like 5D last year, he got out coached again. Speaking of coaching, wow. Knobloch has just, to go from junior hockey to the Edmonton Oilers and put up the performance like he does. That's absolutely amazing how he performs in games 4 through 7. And by the way, the killer of momentum, Connor McDavid, has multiple points in the majority of his career playoff games. Per Mike Asti, to put Connor McDavid's postseason production in proper perspective, he's now recorded multiple points, meaning 2 points or more, in over 50% of his career playoff games. To further paint the picture of his greatness, Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon have 2 points or more in only 37% of theirs. Wow. That is just amazing. Stick tap to Connor McDavid. And he's a great leader, and he doesn't get the credit he deserves in the faceoff circle and also in two-way player. All right, Grizz says, good morning, Gavin. Good morning. Sean says, Otter pull felt like an emotional reaction. Thinks it's fine if you put him back in the second, but leaving him out is only going to burn some bridges with him. We've got great skill to build around, but need some guys that can play in straight lines, get to the dirty areas. I think that's a great tweet, Sean. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to Spits and Suds. Trevor Harris, thank you for listening, Trevor. The Ottinger pull has to be the craziest thing I've ever seen in an elimination game in the first period. Thank you for all the great content during the season. Major stick taps for all the work this season. Russ Goodall, 29 and 96, had a lot to do with playoff failure. Otter was garbage in this series. Mikko is a no-show in the last 7 games of the postseason. Could they have been better? Sure, but I don't think that's the reason they lost the series. Crow Wi-Fi, have a great summer, Gavin. I hope the Stars do too. Well, hopefully we can talk during the summer. Hopefully we'll be tweeting back and forth, my friend. I'm not going away. Sure, we will not do as many spits and suds, but our goal is to keep our numbers up throughout the summer as much as we can. So you guys can truly help. Last year, we had our best summer months as far as numbers, and we want to obviously do much better than that this year. The numbers we're having in May, stick tap, guys, absolutely amazing. All right, J-Lux 007, no problem with the Otter pull, but maybe put him back in the second. A lot of you guys are saying that, and I don't think you're wrong. Super proud of Robo, only one scoring and still hurt. Stick tap to the crowd, still cheering them on. I think we all knew it was over early. I sure didn't get my hopes up at any points of this game. Thanks, Gavin. No, thank you, JLux 007. Zach Friesen, sorry, one last question. Are you worried about the quick hook causing issues with Otter and DeBoer? Yeah, I'm sure they have to talk it out. Seemed like a very extreme decision, and I have to imagine Otter didn't enjoy being made an example of. Yeah, I agree. It's one of your team leaders. And I've told you how the first two goals happened and out of position players, penalties that didn't need to happen. What the Blickens, love this team. Great year and all that. So mad at Pete for what he did. Otter wouldn't have let in those soft goals that Casey did. Not blaming the backup here, just Pete, since Otter would have had a game changer following the timeout. Stars had the firepower to come back tonight. And it's, we'll never know, but I kind of had that same thought, like, ooh, would Otter have stopped that? Kind of had that thought as well. and it was a great year. Dylan Heath, I think Otter knows that wasn't about him. Stars came out so flat. Pete had something to spark them. In the end, didn't really matter. I do love Otter's competitive nature, though. So that's why I didn't want him pulled. Sam Green, tough all the way around. I don't know what Pete is supposed to do there. It's a desperate move to pull Jake, but there aren't any options. It's the body language coming out towards Jake that kind of has me concerned. It's not Pete's fault, but maybe different is needed. So, Sam, I can make an argument for the pull just like you. And people can see those other goals go in and say that was a bad pull. But what if DeSmith had shut the door at that point? I just don't like the post comments regarding Jake Oettinger. I just wish he left it at, we needed to find ways to change momentum. So that's why I do it. But stick tap to Jake Oettinger. We are not where we are without Jake Oettinger in net. We're lucky to have him on this team. That's all he had to say. So why are you sending a message going into the offseason? I can understand you're upset, but it really sounded as though the blame was put on Jake Oettinger for this series. Nikki Chickles says, hot take, I think we win that game if we don't pull Otter. So now you have the fan base that's talking about that. And obviously Pete DeBoer has to answer to Jim Nill, who's very calm and very dedicated to his coaches. But there's another person involved, and that person's Tom Gilardi. And we'll see what happens there. But coaches are now being taken on the open market. So if they act and they want somebody specifically, they have to act fast. But I just don't think it happens. I think DeBoer comes back. But if they start the season slow, you only have 1 year left on his contract. If they don't sign him in the offseason, that's another thing. How do players respond to a coach with an expiring contract? We just went through that with the Dallas Cowboys. Nick Seller says, hard to put anything on Moose, meaning Mikko Rantanen, giving round one, but was he hurt or is this crazy 3 months finally catch up to him? That could be the case. Where was the guy one handling the pucks and while being dragged down? For the team as a whole, it would suck if we were given the ran out of gas excuse again. Yeah. If your players are constantly being run out of gas, you got to change the players and get players with a bigger gas tank, I guess. That was a poor example of hockey players needing more gas, but we're coming up on the 1 a.m. hour. Brian Schofield says, another frustrating end to the season, but honestly, did we think this team could win the cup? Injuries all season, never playing their best. No, we were winning, but at any point, did we feel like ever a game 29 and 96 had a lot to do with the playoff success? Kaushik Cannon, one silver lining, making it here with our full roster and losing GM Jim Nill got to see that the full roster wasn't enough. I feel like we had lost to Colorado. They would have blamed the injuries and come back with a similar roster. Now everyone can see that the makeup isn't right. That's a fair point. Really is a fair point. I think now more than ever, you can see it. Okay. And that's about it. And thanks to all of you for absolutely amazing regular season and playoffs, and we'll continue spits and suds. But once again, it's this time of year that we need you to spread the word. So if I say it too much, I apologize, but reviews really do make a difference. So feel free to give a review on Apple. I'm not going to tell you, but man, 5 stars certainly looks good. and spread the word about spits and suds. Would really, really appreciate it. Everything we do is viral. And it's all about you guys and your participation and you guys listening to this podcast that has made Spits and Suds what it is. And that's what really drives me, because, you know, one would think we're limited in our growth, but we just continue to grow. And the fact that we have listeners around the world, I absolutely love hearing from each and every one of you. We got a lot of tweets and X's tonight. If I didn't get to you, I'm sorry that I missed you. I tried to get to as many as possible. And once again, let's give an update as the Texas Stars are in the Western Conference Finals, and we'll have our friend Steven Reserve on in the near future. And let's see. The Texas Stars played Abbotsford. And let's see how they did tonight. That's the thing about doing a podcast. Sometimes you'll have pauses, and unfortunately, the Texas Stars lost in overtime. Ugh. So the Texas Stars, Christian Wolinen, it's the Vancouver Canucks minor league affiliate, scored 5:51 into overtime. Abbotsford, a 3-2 victory over Texas. Game two is on Saturday. Cole Lind and Antonio Strangis scored for Texas. Trey Taylor with two assists. Remy Poirier was in net, made a lot of saves, 43 saves for the Texas Stars, who are now down 1-0. So that's your Texas Stars update, but go Stars. Hopefully they can get game two on Saturday. And that's going to do it for Spits and Suds. Thank you. Huge thanks to our producer, Gregory Finley. We always mention his name. He's so clutch, does so much for this podcast, and helps out so much. So what a season from Gregory Finley. I'm your host, Gavin Spittle. We will be back as early as tomorrow with another episode of Spits and Suds. Looking to get Sean Shapiro on the program, so hopefully you'll listen to that. Obviously, we'll have more Spits and Suds as we move through next week right here on 105.3 The Fan. Take a step back. Hopefully, I know it's going to be painful, but just understand, Stars fans, heck of a season here on Spits and Suds, and heck of a season as a Dallas Stars fan. Three straight Western Conference Finals. Yes, frustrating you can't get over the hump, but like I said before, absolutely amazing that you've been on this current run. Hopefully, it continues and gets over the hump next year. Until next time, Spits and Suds listeners, have a great night and morning, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.